in 2021. Helena, agronomist Ben Wilson, is based in Michigan and deals with many of the same crops grown in the Red River Valley. For sugar beets, that means similar issues with Cercospora leaf spot.
What we've learned is really a regimented spray application sequence is the way to go. I mean, yes, we can monitor DSVs, we can watch the weather. Spraying prior to rain events is always a big deal, tightening up your interval a little bit, mixing your modes of action, there's no doubt about that.
Wilson does not expect to see many changes in the acreage mix in Michigan.
We are seeing some more wheat seeded this fall because it was a nice fall to get wheat plantings in, and the prices are solid, so I think you saw a pretty good wheat seeding. Dry bean contracts have been solid, so I think people are going to stick with that plan. Sugar beet acres are pretty well fixed. There's been a few more potato acres that have moved into Michigan. But honestly, we have so many feeders and, the dairy industry, the hog industry, the poultry industry, we grind and feed a lot of corn. So we're not going to change our crop mix a whole lot up there just because it kind of is what it is. And